I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning in to the best show you could tune into, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there has not produced the result you thought it would produce. And on top of all this, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go get it, go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined, you have the mindset and the podcast called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, how to connect with the right people. How do you make the right type of connections, the right type of networks? How do you know strong, powerful people in the right places at the right time who can help you get things done? People who can shorten your learning curve. People who can cut out a whole lot of time from point A to point B for you, just because you know them, just because you have a relationship with them, just because you work for them, work with them, or they work for you, or you have some type of connection, some way, shape, or form with them. They know, like, and trust you. How do you connect with these right people, the right people? I mean, all capital letters, R-I-G-H-T. How do you do it? I get asked often, especially by athletes. People ask me to, hey, do you have some contacts overseas who you can connect me to? Do you have some agents who you think would represent me? Could you tell me who are the right people I need to talk to, or tell me what are the things that I need to do? When people ask me these questions, number one thing I know is that they don't read, because, well, obviously they know how to read because they're writing me something, but they don't read because I put all this information out on my website, DreAllDay.com, and in my book, The Overseas Basketball Blueprint. So when a basketball player asks me to connect them with people, I automatically know that they aren't paying attention. And I used to reply to them and tell them that, but now I don't even reply. Now I just delete their emails. But anyway, I get asked this, and you are probably someone, you listen to this podcast, you probably get asked this occasionally, maybe all the time, maybe every single day. Maybe somebody's asking you right now while you're trying to listen to this podcast. What you should do is have them listen to this so that you don't have to tell them. Let me tell them. Let them just hear it from me, third party. People ask, hey, do you know someone who can do this? Can you connect me with this person? Do you know Is there any way you could introduce me to this person and that person? You ever had somebody ask you that and you weren't really sure how to respond to it? You knew the answer was no, you weren't going to do it, but you weren't quite sure how to say it to them or why you were, what was the reason for you saying no? I'm going to explain that to you today. So this is for two groups of people. A, if you're the type of person, actually three groups. One is the person who maybe you haven't experienced much of this yet, but I guarantee you will. If you keep working on your game, you're going to experience levels of production and success that are going to have other people coming to you asking you to connect them with some people who you know, because people who are about something, people who should be taken seriously, they're going to want to know you as you keep working on your game and keep producing results. That's group number one. Group number two are the people who you already produce results, or you're already in some type of position that has people looking up to you or thinking that you know someone who knows someone who could help them out. So they're always coming to you asking you, yo, can you connect me with this person? Can you hook me up with this? Can you tell me? Can you put me on to your agent? Can you introduce me to your boss so I can get a job? And then there's group number three. These are the people who are the ones asking. You're the one saying, hey, I need to know the right people. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe somebody got a hookup. I just want to know if you could help me out and tell me who I need to know, or give me somebody's number, or give me the email, somebody I need to reach out to. So those are the three groups of people that are being addressed here in today's episode. How do you connect with the right people? So even if you're a person who was already connected with the right people, maybe you are one of those right people, you still need to hear this, because this will help you explain when someone asks you to connect them with people and you don't really want to, and you're not really sure why you don't want to, it's hard for you to articulate why. I'm going to articulate it for you today, and then you can just take this and use it next time somebody asks you, because I know people are asking you. Point number one, if you're a person who's asking, hey, can you hook me up with this person? Can you connect me to this person? Can you put me on to some of your contacts? These are the kind of questions I get asked. If you're one of those people, here's a principle you need to understand. Do not ask people to connect you to someone that they know unless the person you're asking knows you really well. Say that once more. So you don't come to me and ask me to connect you with someone I have a relationship with unless I have a relationship with you. If I don't know you, don't ask me to connect you with someone I know. And here's why. Let me tell you why that is. Because if I were to introduce you to people that I have a relationship with, not knowing you, and you turn out to be a bum, or you turn out to be a clown, you turn out to be someone who's not to be taken seriously, or someone who's just not good at whatever it is you're doing, know what that does? It makes me look bad. Because I went to the person I have a relationship with, and at the risk of that relationship, introduced them to you, and you ended up being a waste of time. Now I look bad. Just by introducing your bum ass to somebody that I know, I hurt my own relationship. So what you need to do is not put another person who you don't know in that position to have to tell you no, because they will tell you no. The right people don't have a problem saying no when the answer is no. We talked about that a day or two ago. When the answer is no, they'll tell you that the answer is no. Now, you may feel like they're just being stingy or they're not willing to help other people out. Now, I just explained to you, asker, person who is requesting to be hooked up or connected, I just explained to you why they're saying no. They may not have been able to articulate it, but I'm articulating it for them. Because them exposing, me exposing someone who I have a relationship with who may be very good to you, and you end up being a bum, because listen, I don't know you. I don't know if you're good or not. Okay, if you end up not being good in the eyes of the person I'm connecting you with, not in my eyes, not and definitely not in your eyes, but in the eyes of the person I'm connecting you with, you turn out to not be a serious person. Now they're looking at me like, okay, so next time Dre wants me to talk to somebody, I got to say no to Dre, because Dre just sent me some bum dude who was a waste of time. Dre just introduced me to this chick who was about absolutely nothing. So next time Dre tries to connect me with somebody, I'm like, nah, Dre, nah, I'm good. So you are making me look bad. You're putting me in a position to possibly look bad because I don't know you. So what you need to do before you go asking people to connect you with the right people, this is what you got to do. You got to go get yourself seen. You got to get yourself seen. You got to get people knowing your name, knowing your work, knowing what you're about, knowing, liking, and trusting you. This is what you should do. Point number two. And that leads right into point number two, which is build equity in yourself. Those of you who are looking to connect with the right people, you know you don't have the right people around you right now. You know these are not the people who are going to help you get to the next level, or the people who will work with you or work for you, or you can work for to get to the next level. You got to build equity in yourself. You got to build equity in your name, in your brand, in your business, in your services, in your products. There's got to be equity in it, meaning people got to think of you and think, okay, this is worth this much. And that needs to be, you need to have your hand, picture me holding my hand up to a certain level. It's worth this much above your head. That's what building equity in yourself means. To connect with the right people, understand this. This is the number one thing you got to do to connect with the right people. You got to be the right person. To connect with the right people, you must become the right person. See, a person who's serious about their business and they're making things happen and they are producing results and they do not waste time, guess who they want to meet? People who are serious about their business, producing results, making things happen, and not wasting time. That's who they want to meet, people who are like them. So if you don't fit the description of the person you're trying to get connected to, why the hell would that person want to connect with you? And why would the person who knows that person want to connect you with that person, knowing you and then knowing them? Why would that even make sense? That'd be relationship suicide for the middleman, right? Why would you put them in a position? Why would you ask them to commit relationship suicide just to, quote unquote, help you out? Because they're actually not going to help you out. Because if they were even to connect you to the person, that other person who's making things happen would reject you so quickly that they wouldn't help you out. It actually make you feel worse because it'd be a waste of your time. They might trash you, maybe to your face, maybe behind your back, and you hurt the relationship of the middleman and the person who's making things happen. So it was just a lose all around. So you got to build equity in yourself up front. If you want to get connected to the right people, you must build equity in your name by doing what? Working on your game, going out there, putting yourself out there, showing up every day, doing the work, producing results. That's what building equity. You want to build equity in your name. It's one thing you got to do. Two words. Produce results. You could even take the results out and just say produce. Production builds equity. When things are being produced in mass quantities, when they're being produced consistently, being produced efficiently, they're being produced and whatever is being produced, the end product is valuable. That increases the value of whoever is producing it. When something's being produced in mass, is being produced efficiently, its end product is worth something. It is valuable to other people, meaning they will invest their time, money, attention, focus, energy into that end product. Whoever is producing it, now their value goes up. So all you got to do is become a person who is producing something that is worth something, period. Pay your dues. Put the time in to your game. Put the effort in to your game. Show your skill. Go to where people who matter, those right people, will be and show that you actually have game. Understand that when you go to show that you actually have game, you may not be able to ask for or definitely not demand anything in exchange because you haven't proven yourself yet. As you build equity in your name, your price goes up. But when you have no equity in your name, what is your price? Let's all say it together, class. Zero. You got to show your skill. This is what an internship is, right? People get an internship, work for free to get the experience, of learning that job, learning whatever part of the industry they want to learn, and to prove themselves on the job that they're in. That's the purpose of an internship, to show skill, to develop skill, and prove that you're actually worth something. So when the internship's over, you can say to these people, hey, how about a paid position now? Or you can leave there, wherever you did the internship, you can go somewhere else and say, look, I did an internship here. I developed these skills. These are the results I produced there. You can call them and verify. They'll tell you, now this is what I'm looking for in exchange for my presence, in exchange for my work, in exchange for my effort, for my time, for my energy. You got to build some equity in your name. And at first, that may not be worth anything. But if you prove yourself, eventually it'll be worth something. This is what makes you credible. This is how you develop credibility. This is how you become someone that a person who's about something would be happy to connect you with some other people who are about things. But you got to build that equity in your name. You got to be out there producing. When you're producing, guess who wants to meet you? Other producers. When you're doing nothing, who wants to meet you? Other people who are doing nothing. Who wants to help you out? Nobody. See, people who are doing nothing can't really help you out. They're going to help you do nothing, more of nothing. What's zero times zero? You got to build credibility in yourself and become a person that, you know what? I know somebody who you should meet. I know somebody who'd be happy to meet you. Oh, you got this and this going on. I know somebody else who has that going on. I should introduce the two of you. Those are the kind of conversations you want to be having. They don't happen until you start doing something for yourself. And we call that personal initiative. Point number three. Today's topic is how do you connect with the right people, the people who can help move you forward faster and you can help them as well. Number three, always be expanding your network. Expanding your network. Let me define what I mean by that. Meeting new people. That's what I mean by expanding your network. Always be meeting new people. People who could possibly help you get to where you're going. People you could help get to where they're going. People who are about something. So you just got to understand your principles of who are these people you want to keep adding to your network. I don't just mean meeting anybody. Don't just meet the guy. You can meet the guy standing on the corner begging for change. You can meet him. I mean, I don't think it's going to cost you anything except a few minutes of your time. But who are the people that you actually want to meet? What you need to do is ask yourself that question. Who are the people I want to meet? I want to meet the people who are making this much money. I want to meet the people who know these people. I want to meet the people who are in this meeting. I want to meet the people who are producing at the level that I'm producing. I want to meet the people who are reading these kind of books. I want to meet the people who every single day they're getting up and following these disciplines. These are the kind of people I need to meet. You should know the type of people you're trying to connect with. So when you come across one of them, you know it as one of them. You should know the type of people you're trying to connect with. So when someone says to you, hey, who are you trying to meet? Who do you need in your business? Who are the people that you need around you to take you to the next level? Because I may know them. Tell me who they are. If you don't have a description of who those people are, how can you even get help from that person who's offering it to you? But you got to be clear on what you want. If you don't know what you want and the genie comes out of that lamp, how are you going to tell the genie what you want? You haven't even thought about it. You got to think about what if the genie pops out and says, I give you 3 wishes. You got 30 seconds and you don't know what your 3 wishes are. You're going to waste the 3 wishes. What is it? Who are the type of people you need to come across? What are they doing? Where are they going? What are they about? What have they produced? What is their energy? Where do they live? What industry are they in? These are things that you need to know when you walk into a room. If someone says, hey, I can introduce you to anybody in here you want. It's 500 people, but you only got 20 minutes. Who do you need to meet? And you don't know. You need to know who these people are. Always expanding your network. Do not depend on the same people that you already know right now. It's cool to know those people. Maintain the relationships with those people, but continue meeting new people. Keep expanding. The more people you know, listen, people, there is no downside to knowing more people. The more people you know, the better. There is no downside to knowing people. If those people that you know right now are some reason unavailable or they go away or they go on vacation or they get out of the industry, they just retire, you go back to zero if you're not continuously expanding your network. Find out who they know. Everyone knows someone. Right? Every nobody knows a somebody. Always expand your network. Hey, who do you know who, fill in the blank. Who do you know who does anything in professional sports? Who do you know who runs their own business? Who do you know who works out every single day and is disciplined about it and never miss the gym? Who do you know is vegan? Who do you know who listens to podcasts? Who do you know who's always reading a new book? Ask people. They will have answers, but you got to be asking and you got to know what you're asking for. This is something that you need to take time. Take time today. Write it down a note. These are the type of people I need to meet. That's the title. People I need to meet. And then describe those people. Who are the people you need to meet? So when you come across them, you know who you're talking to. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to connect with the right people. Number one, don't ask people to connect you unless they know you. If they don't know you, now they're exposing themselves to risk of ruining their own relationships by introducing someone who ain't about something. What you need to do is get yourself seen first. You have to, point number two, build equity in your name. To connect with the right people, who do you have to be? The right person. Pay your dues. Put the time in. Put the effort in. Put the energy in. Put the focus in. Put the money in. These are things that make you credible. You got to become a credible person if you want to meet other credible people. A credible person will not take you seriously if they don't look at you and see credibility in you. And yes, it is in their eyes, but you can build enough credibility in yourself that anybody's going to see you as credible as long as you put the time in and you pay the dues. You make the personal investment. Point number three, always expand your network. Always be meeting new people. Know the type of people you want to meet. Know the type of people who can complete your circle or help you move forward in business or may know the connection or had the information that can help you do the thing that you need to do. If you don't know, how is anybody else going to help you get there? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got 4 things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, All you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, how to find yourself an agent to help you get your career started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.